Գունգթրեք SBS հայերենը.
Centuries-old Armenian cultural heritage is being systematically destroyed as we speak. Every meter of Armenian historical land occupied means more historical monuments lost forever. For the protection of Armenian cultural heritage, a fundraiser will be held in Sydney in a couple of weeks' time. To get more detailed information about the fundraiser, titled Armenian Defense and Cultural Heritage Fundraiser, we're joined by Len Weeks from Queensland. Len, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Barav Des Vahi, and Shnarkalutian for this opportunity. I'm joined also with my beautiful Armenian wife, Amine, in case I have any trouble with the Armenian words.
Len, we've done a few interviews together a few years ago. Just for a refresher, a bit about you. Last time we spoke, you were living in Thailand and working for the International Civil Aviation Organization. What has changed since then? You were traveling regularly for your work. How the pandemic affected your work?
Of course, the pandemic has affected everybody, but particularly international travel. So from that perspective, the international civil aviation system has been basically on its knees, more than 90% reduction in passengers and quite a lot of effect in freight, with the exception, of course, of the special freight shipments of COVID vaccine around the world, which was quite a challenge. As we were talking about the International Civil Aviation Organization, I should mention that I resigned from the United Nations in April last year because I wanted to fulfill our dream of migrating to Armenia as a family. In fact, before the pandemic, we had plans to go to Armenia because we understand that it's much easier to conduct the charity program when you are face-to-face with people, when you have a full understanding, rather than as we were doing, going once or twice a year to meet with people. And then, of course, in between, things didn't always happen as expected. So we had this commitment, but it was accelerated by the pandemic, and we decided as a family to move there, and in only a few days we start our 20,000-kilometre journey to Armenia via Sydney.
Len, last time we spoke, the main topic of discussion was Adopt a Village program. How is the program progressing? I presume with the current military situation, it's vital to strengthen the border villages so they don't become ghost villages.
This is one of the most important facets of the fundraiser that's coming up on the 19th in Sydney. By the way, the fundraiser can be both remotely participated and also in Sydney. We know that the neighbours have designs on the most vulnerable parts of Armenia, which is not just Sunik province, but also Fayotsor province. If these areas cut off, then, unfortunately, Yerevan gets separated from Artsakh, Sunik, and Iran. So our intention is to stop the depopulation of villages. In fact, that's always been the primary goal of Adopt a Village. And more than that, to gain a strong relationship between not just the diaspora, but also friends of Armenia like me, who, once they gain that relationship, in fact, some will even move to Armenia. That was the goal. But as you mentioned, strengthening the borders has become an absolute priority. So economic development with population and business makes it very difficult for the neighbours to intrude. And more than that, this specific project under Adopt a Village, the museum, is designed to highlight to the world the precious Armenian culture, centuries-old cultures, which the neighbours would either eliminate if they could, or try and pretend that it was somebody else's. So this has been our motivation, Vahi.
Len, could you give us more detailed information about the fundraiser organised in Sydney?
Yes, the fundraiser is an opportunity for people to interact to ask us questions via Zoom, and also it'll be streamed live on Facebook for those. Even in Sydney, obviously COVID is with us and we have restrictions on the numbers of people who can physically attend, but the fundraiser will be done like a telethon style, where we have presenters. For example, we have a very famous, I think, Armenian from Armenia who's going to be performing, Mr. Artur Khachents. I think you might know him. He sang Beni Leitz in Artsakh. And we have two wonderful performers from Australia who will be doing some singing. I think one of the best opportunities for people to interact will be the performance from RNE itself. So the head of the RNE municipality, Baron Husek Sahakian, will make a speech, and there'll be a musical and dance performance from the community itself.
Len, let's talk about the RNE Open Air Cultural Museum in more details. Is this similar to a recreated historical village type of attraction that we see here in Australia, like, you know, the Sovereign Hill in Ballarat?
Yes. What I wanted to create was an immersive experience for people so that they could go and they could hear the sound of the metal workers, the jewellery makers, because each of the little houses will be for one craft, like a jewellery house. They could smell the lavash from the tonier, from the Armenian kitchen. They can see the beautiful carpet making taking place. They could experience the incredible skill of these stonemasons as they do the khachkar. And by the way, we commissioned a special khachkar of all Armenians, which is being created as we speak by an incredible young woman from Lebanon who's migrated to Armenia. I don't know for sure, but she may be one of the only khachkar makers, female in Armenia. So that gives you a little feeling. You know, if you could just imagine walking around and experiencing the smells and the sounds, and they'll also be in Taras, the workers, so that people will get that feeling of a sort of century-old village with the stone cottages and the next to the Arpa River. And it's being built inside one of our small vineyards, so and very, very close, of course, to the famous Arani One cave, which was the oldest winery in the world. So it's a cultural and historical experience that I think will draw many, many people, not just Armenians, to this place and lift the consciousness of Armenian culture in front of the entire world. That's our goal.
Was there a special reason Areni Village was chosen for the program?
I just, as I said, fell in love with the environment around Areni. It's very historical, not just for the cave and Norovank and the Silk Road, of course, but because you can go to Caravanserai, not far away, and there's an incredible medieval village bridge on the Arpa, not far away. I was also interested in the time period in the Soviet Union, what happened to the people after the genocide. And I think some people might know that in the early 30s, there was an uprising against the Soviet authorities from Areni. They sent Marshal Barkhami in there to try and put it down, told them that they were Turks, but in fact, they weren't Turks, they were locals, and in the end of the day, they had to send Central Soviet troops because the Armenians were not going to shoot at their own people. So all of this is a wonderful historical area that I just fell in love with, I felt that that people around the world, even some Armenians, don't know what RNE is. Perhaps they've seen the wine label, but they don't know the importance of this incredible historic area, the crossroads between the Silk Road, which comes down from Caravanserai, from the Gerhard Kunig province, And I wanted to ensure that these villages around were supported, as Vayotsora is the least populated of all the provinces and the most vulnerable. And we wanted to do something economically to try and support them and retain their wonderful young people there.
Besides Aruni, do you have any projects in other provinces in Armenia?
Yes, thank you for asking. Actually, ultimately, we want to do all 800 villages, and including Artsakh. But right now, as you can imagine, working remotely and only going once or twice a year, it's not so easy, particularly for people who prefer face-to-face contact. So right now, we have expanded the Adopt-a-Village program to Chirac province. We have a wonderful liaison with a Californian investor who works to help the village of Panik there. And we want to expand from there. And also Ararat region, we have a wonderful group of young German youth. I have to say the Armenian youth in the diaspora are incredibly vibrant and wonderful people to work with. And they are bringing a lot of technology and skills, because after all, Adopt-a-Village is not about just money projects. It's also about bringing ideas and importing skills, and you can do that remotely. We have also just recently connected with an incredible lady who, unfortunately, she lost her only son in the recent conflict. But not to be deterred, she is working with several villages in Sunik province, and so we're going to connect her with diaspora in the Russian Federation, because as you understand, the Adopt-a-Village program is about matching diaspora contacts with each village, so that no village is left behind. Every village is mentored, and more than anything, they understand that there is hope and that there is a bright future. So when we get there, of course, it will be different. We will be able to use our lodge as a base for training, especially for agricultural training. We have a liaison with the Green Lane NGO, which is specializing in agricultural diversification and science. The principal of that NGO will be speaking, of course, at the fundraiser, as will many professionals, and also even government officials will be speaking at the fundraiser. So I would invite people to listen in to the fundraiser and make their minds up for hearing the other people speak about Adopt-a-Village, and particularly this project, the museum project, and not necessarily just me.
Len, thank you for the interview and all the information. We'll keep in touch to get updates about the implementation of the projects in Armenia. Արմինե Փարի եկար SPS-ի հայկական ռադիոժամ, նոր խոսեցանք Լենի հետ ծեր ծրագրի մասին, գրնաս ավելի մանրամասն հայերենով, թե տրամավակի նպատակը ինչ է, ինչ ծրագիրներ ունի Արենի քյուղի մեջ։
Բարև ձեզ, Վահե, եւ սիրելի հայրենակիցներ, շնորհակալություն այս հնարավորության համար։ Ինչպես Լենը ասաց, մենք տեղափոխվում ենք Հայաստան ապրելու, եւ մեր որդեգրից մի գյուղ ծրագիրը ավելի ճիշտ ձևով ներկայացնելու եւ կապելու գյուղերը սփյուռքահայության հետ, եւ մեր ամենամեծ ծրագրերից մեկը ներկապահին դա Արենի բացօթյա մշակութային թանգարանն է, որի նպատակն է գործատեղեր ապահովել տեղացիների համար, ինչպես նաև մեր մշակույթի տարբեր ոլորտները ներկայացնել Հայաստանի այցելուներին եւ ամբողջ աշխարհին, երբ մեր ճշնամին փորձում է հակառականել, ոչնչացնել այն կամ ներկայացնել իրենցով։ Այս ծրագրի համար մենք դրամահավաքենք կազմակերպել, որը ներկապահին GoFundMe-ում ակտիվ է, եւ ցանկացողները կարող են անել իրենց նվիրատվությունը։ իսկ ավելի, ասենք, ծրագրին մոտիկից ծանոթանալու համար, մենք Սիդնեյ քաղաքում փետրվարի 19-ին ունենք երեկո նվիրված դրան, որին Սիդնեյում գտնվողները կարող են մասնակցել ֆիզիկապես, իսկ մյուսները, ովքեր որ, ասենք, տարբեր երկրներից են հետևում մեզ, կարող են մասնակցել օնլայն, Zoom-ի միջոցով կամ ուղղակի նայել Facebook-ում. Ծրագրի նպատակն է նաև քաջալերել մեր հայրենակիցներին, Սփյուռքում ապրող, վերադառնալ Հայաստան և բնակվել, ասենք, ոչ թե Երևանում, այլ հակառակը գյուղական շրջաններում, քանի որ դա Հայաստանի անվտանգության համար շատ կարևոր է։
Our guests were Len Weeks and Armine Hagopian, and the main topic of discussion was the preservation of Armenian cultural heritage, and to that end, the fundraiser organized in Sydney. Հավնե, լայք, բաժանեք, գործիկը թայտնե, հետևե SPS հայրենին թիմադեդրի վրա։